With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. All registered voters in California will receive a mail-in ballot this year. It's part of voting in a pandemic. Locally, ballots should arrive this week or next. If it's not in your mailbox by October 13th, contact your local elections official. Gail Pellerin is Santa Cruz County's chief elections official. I met with her, over Zoom of course, for a lesson in voting by mail. First, I asked, what are some common mistakes to avoid with your ballot?
We often get households where spouses will sign the ballot for another spouse, and we do catch that. Your name will be printed on the ballot return envelope, and in larger households, make sure you're voting your ballot. Make sure you're using your envelope. Make sure you sign your name, and make sure you get it back to us on time. Those are really the key things. And also I should say too that because we're mailing ballots to all voters, it's really important that we have the right information for you. So you can check your voter status at voterstatus.sos.ca.gov. And that's a real important thing to do right now to make sure we're mailing materials to the right location.
What if you spill coffee on your ballot or you lose your ballot?
So that does happen. It's best to get a dry ballot. So you can always call us for a replacement ballot, or you can go to one of our voting locations and get a replacement ballot. And if you never received your ballot or you lost your ballot or you made a mistake, I mean, if your mistake on your ballot's pretty simple, like you filled in the oval for no when you really wanted yes, you could just cross it out and correct it. But if you tear it or spill on it or you just lost it altogether, you need to get a new one.
The signature on the ballot envelope is really important. How does the verification process for that signature work?
So your signature is covered by a secrecy tab, and then that tab gets pulled, and then your signature on the envelope is compared to the signatures we have on file for you. So the signatures we have on file for you are anytime you've registered to vote, we'll have that signature. If you register to vote online, the signature we have is the same one that's on your driver's license. And if you have voted by mail in the past, we'll have that signature as well. And we're looking for comparison. This is not a penmanship test. It doesn't have to be exact. We're looking to confirm that it is indeed your ballot. If there is any question on whether it's your ballot, then it will go to a second elections clerk who will look at it and see if they can find comparison. And if they can't, then it goes to the assistant county clerk or me. So we're the final say on whether a signature should be challenged. We do ask for your phone number or email on the ballot envelope so we can easily and quickly contact you if there's any question about your signature or lack of a signature.
For months, the president has undermined confidence in mail voting. In Santa Cruz County, has voter fraud ever been a problem?
No, it hasn't. I've been doing this job since 1993, and I've had one case of voter fraud where a landlord actually got the tenant's ballot and voted it and signed, forged the name and sent it in. So we caught that through our regular signature checking processes, and that person was prosecuted. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the president's putting out these messages because it's the method of voting that he uses. So if it's good for the president, it's good for everybody else.
How will voting by mail affect how long it takes to get results?
California actually has been on the forefront of voting by mail, where we have pretty much 3/4 of our state does vote in that method. So it's not a big leap for us to do it statewide with all of our voters. Yes, it's more volume for some of us. There's actually 15 counties that we're already doing an all-mail ballot election. So for us, it's about another 40-some thousand ballots that will be coming in, hopefully, and we'll be processing them and doing our due diligence and getting those results and getting them counted as quickly as we can.
As she puts it, election night is just a snapshot of the results. Election officials have until December 1st to certify the election. As we get closer to Election Day, you'll hear more from Gail Pellerin, the chief elections official for Santa Cruz County, including the different options you have for returning your ballot, as well as in-person voting. I'm Erica Mahoney. This is KAZU News.